Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock as we got you for the next 2 hours here on the show. It's a Fantasy Sports Today action-packed edition with a lot of Major League Baseball and fantasy baseball coverage as we get closer and closer to the halfway point in the season. Believe it or not, Davis, it is getting there. I mean, who would have thought? Feels like we just started the season. We've got some great marquee matchups to talk about. Crazy game last night with the Dodgers and Yankees. Imagine paying for a ticket for a Major League Baseball game and you sit there for 2.5 hours without a run scored with the Dodgers and Yankees, and naturally we'll dive into the latest with everything else happening in baseball. Great to be back with you here.
You know, I actually don't think you'd be that mad if you paid for a ticket between the Dodgers and the Yankees and you didn't see any runs scored. I mean, I've had, Craig, in my life, a lot of experience of going to bad baseball games, watching terrible Royals teams playing, and those weren't very much fun when the team couldn't score any runs. But when the baseball is meaningful, when the stakes are, I mean, look, a regular season June game, I'm not going to pretend that this is, the fate of the universe, but these are two teams that are, you know, the favorites in their respect. Well, I guess not the favorites because the Phillies exist, but amongst the favorites to represent their leagues in the World Series. So you don't have to project very much. And, seeing a little bit of a pitcher's duel, seeing Yamamoto dig in, I think that was pretty cool. I don't imagine very many people went to that game and were disappointed.
Yeah, it was a great game yesterday. 2-1 the final in that one. All right, let's get to our top stories here involving the Yankees. And Juan Soto, at least for the time being, an injury to his forearm looks minimal. Again, that's what they're saying with inflammation. We'll see. Long way to go in the season. Gerrit Cole is getting closer to coming back for the Yankees, by the way, too, so they get a boost there, no doubt. Royce Lewis is back for the Twins, doing exactly what he did before he got hurt. My gosh, is this guy a fantasy star? If he could play 162, he's like doing what Buxton used to do. You would think he would have been the Buxton. And unfortunately for the Houston Astros, Christian Javier out for the season. By the way, Jose Urquidy also out for the season, not to mention Luis Garcia. Last year had Tommy John surgery. Man, the Astros have had some really, really tough pitching injuries. But Davis, let's talk about Juan Soto. This shook up the fantasy market. Maybe it shakes up the betting market also. Now, remember, Soto was the favorite to win the MVP coming out of April, and then May began, and Aaron Judge just took it over. And so Judge is now the favorite again. It would be really hard right now for anybody to punch a ticket for Soto to win the MVP. We've seen this stuff happen before with players with forearm inflammation. What does it mean? Well, it could mean nothing, and he could be completely fine. The other alternative to this is a guy on his own team, Jason Dominguez, had this. Tommy John surgery, missed a lot of time. Bryce Harper had this, missed a lot of time, played DH. Albert Pujols, at one point, had this too, just played DH, couldn't play the field. So I don't know how this is going to turn out. Boone said that it's minimal, but you're shaking a little bit if you're a fantasy owner of Soto, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, look, you definitely, once we start to hear inflammation just with anyone, I mean, obviously it's like a little bit worse with a pitcher because you really can't grin and bear it if you're a pitcher because it'll, like, you'll actually suffer a chronic injury, like something that'll keep you out for months or you have to end up having Tommy John. I mean, I do think this is the sort of thing, Craig, not to be, a grumpy old man yelling at clouds, but I promise you, plenty of guys who played in the 60s and the 70s had inflammation of the forearm and the elbow, and we never heard about it, and they just played. Now, did it impact their performance? Almost assuredly, it would have, right? I mean, if you play through with a core part of your swing not at 100%, it's going to impact you. I think given the nature of their team and what the depth options are for the Yankees, they probably should just sit him for like a week, maybe just give him the stint on the IL, you know, be like, take a 10-day vacation, you know, eat good, get 9 hours of sleep a night, like, and just come back. Cause that's really, truly, it is the only way to heal inflammation, is to just rest the muscle and, you know, give it a lot of nutrients. But I don't think they're going to do that cause these guys want to play. And I tossed this out to Pharrell on Coast to Coast yesterday. What do you think about just saying, Stanton, we need you, buddy. You got to go play left field for a week. You got to go play left. You know, I mean, when's the last time he played in the field? I honestly don't even remember.
Yeah, I mean, he's just his legs, Davis, have just deteriorated. And again, he was a solid outfielder his first few years with the Marlins. But I mean, it's been a long time since he's played consistently in the outfield. And it's crazy to think, by the way, Judge is a big dude, too. It's, you know, can play center field. So, you know, maybe why not
two,
Stanton?
Two left field appearances for Stanton last year. Right. Yeah. So you're right. I mean, it's almost no chance. But that's if I was managing the Yankees, I'd say you got to do it for a week. You got to give me a week, buddy. And he'd probably say no.
Yeah. All right. Royce Lewis back with the Twins. This is one of those. If he can only stay healthy deals, there's no question that he's going to be probably the most talked about player, I think, Davis, again, going into next year's fantasy drafts, too. Like, this is the same sort of thing every year. This was his story in the minors, too. Very hard to stay healthy, but when he's on the field, he's an elite player in the game.
He is. I mean, isn't it so funny that the Twins are actually having this way above average season, not what we would have anticipated from them, where they're hanging with the Royals. I mean, they're more than hanging with the Royals and the Guardians. They are right in the thick of it in this division. With Byron Buxton being healthy and not playing well, and Royce Lewis getting injured on the opening day of the season. I mean, Lewis has been called up since 2002. He is maxed out at 209. I mean, he's got 293 plate appearances in the major leagues. Crazy enough, he's got 20 home runs in those plate appearances and the 6 stolen bases. You're totally right. I mean, this to me, Craig, this is like I'm a moth to a flame to a talented, fast middle infielder who hits for a little bit of power. I mean, come on. I would never be able to quit this guy for fantasy baseball.
Yeah, just has to stay healthy. And speaking of which, health has been an issue for pitchers this year. But Davis, interestingly enough, it really hasn't affected the performance. It's sort of strange. We're getting toward the halfway point, and that's when the data is really going to start to pour in. I believe we're 3 weeks away from being halfway through the baseball season in terms of statistically. And the home runs are just way down. Offense is just way down. They wanted more activity on the base paths. They're getting that as far as steals is concerned. But it looks like, I guess, over the last 10 years, we're going to have the least amount of home runs hit in baseball this season. Now, that may change. You never know what could happen in the second half. So I'm not going to say that this is a done deal, but very clearly something is happening where we're seeing a lot fewer balls leave the park this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, they killed the ball again. We've seen them do this. We've had kind of every iteration of this. Really, in the last 5 years, we've seen the super juiced ball. So that was 2019. That was what we in the business called the super fun happy ball era. That was, you know, Cody Bellinger hits 50 home runs. You know, Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres, I think hit 42 that season, if memory serves. Like the most ridiculous list of guys. Then we went the other way. We had we had like a super dead ball year in 2021. Then we had you know, that great study that they published on The Athletic about Aaron Judge's home run year, where they had three different balls that they used. So they had a juicier ball, a very dead ball, and then what they called the Goldilocks ball. I mean, that's kind of neither here nor there, but the conclusion of that article was Major League Baseball was giving the Goldilocks ball to Judge for all the Yankees home games. But yeah, I think it's pretty clear they deaden the ball. I don't know what is behind that decision. Maybe they think it helps speed games up because it is going to have more balls in play. That would probably be my thought. I personally would say that I don't love it, but there's no doubt about it. The dead ball.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Has helped my Kansas City Royals because they would not be able to hang in a year where everyone was hitting home runs. So it for my selfish purposes, it actually has been kind of nice.
Yeah, look, the time of games is going down again this year. So you're going to get the fastest season in the history of Major League Baseball this year again. even faster than last year, too. So maybe that is behind it. We'll see. It hasn't affected some hitters in fantasy. We'll talk about those guys. Some surprises on the hitting and pitching side next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The big surprises in fantasy baseball this season. Craig and Davis back with you here on the show to discuss some of them. The ball right now may not be flying out of the park, but it certainly is for several players. And that includes a team, Davis, that has really struggled on offense, including losing again last night. I'm not sure what to make of the Atlanta Braves lineup, by the way. Like, I mean, it is true. I mean, people are saying Philadelphia may run away with the division, and they kind of are right now. What is keeping them afloat for the Braves? It's really been one guy. It's been Marcell Ozuna, who is dialing it. I mean, look, he had 40 home runs last year. Let me not say he's dialing it back to his Marlins days, because he did have a big year last year. But he's having even a bigger year this year. You know, Davis, I don't think Ozuna is going to win the MVP, because I simply don't think people will vote for him. He's only a DH. You know, he's had the issues in the past. But his numbers stack up with every single player in baseball right now.
I mean, yeah, you're definitely right. I think it probably would be, I think you'd probably be throwing a little bit of your money away, because at the end of the day, I mean, one, he's like not that popular with the writers in general, and just not sort of a culturally relevant baseball name. You know, it's sort of the same deal that I feel with the Dodgers, with Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman. Like, let's just say theoretically, Freeman had the best year of those guys. I don't actually think Freeman would get that many NL MVP. I feel like Betts and Ohtani are just larger and more culturally, you know, sort of in the zeitgeist than those guys are. So, I mean, I don't know if that's particularly fair, but that is the way it is. Like right now, Ozuna, despite having way better numbers than Contreras, is fifth in the odds to win NL MVP. And I wonder if one of the Phillies guys would get it over any Brave, even with comparable numbers, just based on how unbelievable the Phillies record has been.
Yeah, 18 home runs on the season for Marcell Ozuna, up there with Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani and everyone in the National League as well. Another player who's off to a great start is Jurickson Profar of the San Diego Padres. He has 8 home runs on the season. He has been a player, Davis, that has now bounced around the last couple of years, but in the end, he came back to San Diego having a better year than he did last year in Colorado. I mean, imagine that. But look, the Padres, Machado has had his struggles. Of course, Soto left via trade. What do you make of the season Profar's having? We did the show a month ago and said, hey, you know, this is just a short-term solution for a fantasy team. It's been more of a long-term one.
I mean, the crazy thing about Jurickson Profar is that he has been around in baseball. I mean, he's only 31 years old, but Jurickson Profar has been around as like a high-level prospect for a long time. He got called up in 2012. Then he had 4 straight years of being insanely disappointing. He finally got close to league average in 2018, got a 107 OPS plus. But right now, the baseball that he is playing for the Padres is, it's not even close. It's his best stretch of baseball. He actually leads the entire National League in on base percentage, which, I mean, I would have not had that on my bingo card, I promise you. I definitely, it's one of those things where I play the Padres a lot in DFS, and Profar has a good spot in the lineup, 3 or 4, and I just kind of always skip him. I'm like, do I really want to pay $4,800 for Jurickson Profar in DFS? I don't really think that I do. And so far this year, the joke has been on me.
All right, let's get to now the last 7 days of players and get to who's hot. Aaron Judge, let's start off with him. 3 home runs, 14 runs driven in, 3 stolen bases, 4 strikeouts. We're going to talk more about him a little bit later in the show, Davis, and everyone's going to get to see him play in London, but certainly he's delivering on all aspects right now.
He is delivering on all aspects right now. I mean, one of the absolute best players in the game. It's like, for fantasy baseball purposes, guys like this who are so superlative, who are at the 99th percentile of the categories that they impact, it's like Yeah, I mean, obviously, Aaron Judge, if you have him on fantasy baseball, you feel like you're cheating. You know, you got Aaron Judge. He's got, what does he have, 23 home runs right now, like before the midway point of the season. You're like, yeah, guess what? I probably am absolutely destroying my league in all of the power categories. And, you know, Judge, he walks so much that his batting average will never be great, but he doesn't strike out as much as you would think for a guy with that sort of power. Like, that's kind of the trade-off in baseball these days. So he is really just kind of like a cheat code.
Now, your guy Bobby Witt Jr., 2 home runs, 10 runs driven in, 3 stolen bases. Everything is there except the power for Witt. It's not off the charts. I would say, Davis, if you look at his numbers last year, it's very similar. And then he got hot and ended up with all of those home runs and runs driven in. Same thing could happen this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, 11 home runs from the guy who leads baseball in runs, leads baseball in hits, has 19 stolen bases, leads baseball in batting average. I think at the end of the day, I mean, you'd take 19 home runs. I actually saw our friend, Gray Albright, who is going to be joining us here, tweet out that Bobby Witt Jr., number one on the player rater, number one on the Razzball player rater in terms of fantasy value return for managers this year. Gotta say, I feel pretty good about him being signed up in Kansas City there for the 12-year contract. And I also feel great that he's getting some experience with winning pretty early in his career, because there's been lots of Royals who've been there, been really good at 25, 26 years old, and said, you know what, I'd actually like to win more than 63 games. I'm out.
Let's go to the Red Sox. They're actually hanging in there. Tanner Houck has been pitching very well for them. 14 innings pitched, 15 strikeouts. 3 earned runs, just 2 walks, Davis. This is sort of keeping the Red Sox above water right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. A Red Sox pitcher, never really going to be high on my waiver wire priority list. Never going to be high on my draft list. I mean, I guess when they have a truly dominant, you know, I guess the last guy I remember being truly dominant for them, probably Sale. I mean, probably. And, you know, they just play, that ballpark is so miserable for starting pitching. You know, left-handers have a huge advantage, and then right-handers actually gain an advantage because of the monster. And good for him for generating the strikeouts, but not a Houck guy, not a Cutter Crawford guy, not a Brian Bello guy, just not my brand.
Yeah, Bello actually, I think, could be potentially good for the future. Houck is still sort of a wait and see. All right, when we come back next, we'll talk about...
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's Chicken Chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
The struggling players in fantasy baseball over the past week, including a player, honestly, that I think could be in jeopardy of losing his job on the Orioles. We'll talk about that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Time to go over some of the players that should you be looking at in terms of replacing in fantasy baseball this upcoming week. Let's start off, Davis, with the Baltimore Orioles and Cedric Mullins. Once upon a time, not that long ago, Mullins was a star on a team that was not star-filled. In fact, a lot of the prospects that you're seeing play right now and will in the future were in the minor leagues or being drafted, Davis, by the Orioles. But Cedric Mullins was, I believe, a 30-30 player, if I'm not mistaken. But starting to lose some playing time, you're seeing that. Fans getting on him a little bit as well. And, you know, this is just sort of the unfortunate part about this, Davis, because he's been such an important part of what they did through this rebuild. But I just wonder, in terms of playing time with all the talent that they have, how much he'll just continually play for them.
Well, and, you know, make no mistake about it, there are plenty of guys in that farm system who are ready to come up and play in the outfield. One of them is actually already has been up this year, which is Heston Kjerkstad. They also can call up Jackson Holliday whenever and start moving guys around. They have Kyle Stowers on the bench. So plenty of guys who can come in. And that's kind of what my thought process was with the Orioles this whole time. I suppose I didn't expect them to start the season so strong and basically be like, well, yeah, we got to play the vet. We can't let Jackson Holliday take his lumps because we are right of the we are right in the thick of it in the American League. Like, we could win the World Series this year. We're going to be buyers at the deadline this year. Tough conversation to have with, I mean, I suppose Cedric Mullins is basically their franchise player, really, for the last 4 years or so, given how bad things were not that long ago. But yeah, seven a whole week, no hits, no home runs, one stolen base, striking out. Yeah, I mean, feels like the playing time is going to start to dwindle here quickly. Which if you drafted him for the speed, you're not feeling that good about it.
No, definitely not. All right, now when the Rays trade a player, they generally don't do well. It's usually the way that it goes. You don't want to deal with the Rays, right? But the Brewers, it felt like they struck gold with Willy Adames. He has been fantastic for Milwaukee over the last couple of years. What's interesting, Davis, is in the offseason, the Brewers make a trade by trading Corbin Burnes to the Baltimore Orioles. And in return, they get this player, Joey Ortiz. Ortiz is a shortstop by trade. You look at his numbers at third. I don't know, Davis. It's interesting to me. I think Willy Adames naturally, this is just a bad week for him, and I'm not particularly worried. But I wonder after the season if Ortiz just simply moves over to shortstop because, I mean, he was the marquee piece in that trade with Burnes. I don't think there's necessarily pressure on Adames. He's still a really good player, just a bad week, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think zero pressure on Willy Adames. I mean, his stats, like his peripheral stuff, basically looks identical to last season. His hard hit rate and his line drive rate are actually up a little bit. He's hitting a little bit fewer balls on the ground. Still above league average, OPS plus, you know, all that stuff. Still getting on base about a third of the time. Actually, his batting average is higher this season than it was last year when he was delivering all those winning plays. I don't think you can be too worried about him. I would say you can probably just ride this one out.
All right. Finally, the ageless wonder, Charlie Morton, continues to pitch for the Atlanta Braves. He always goes through a piece of the season, Davis, where he struggles. Maybe it's just going on right now. Strikeouts are still there, though. 13 strikeouts, his last 11 and two-thirds. He pitches today. You know, I mean, look, if you have him in fantasy, he's the back-end starter for you. You're not expecting too much. Personally, I thought he was going to retire 2 or 3 years ago. But he obviously loves playing the game. Good for him.
He does love playing the game. He's serving a pretty important role for a team that would like to win the World Series. Entering into his age 40 season, 3.8 ERA, he just eats up a bunch of innings. And where would the Braves rotation be right now, Craig, without him? You lose Strider. You don't have Morton. Like, what if Morton called it quits and he said, oh, I just want to hang out with my family. You know, I want to golf. Like, I just want to live my life. I bet if that had happened, they'd be on the phone with him right now, I promise you, because some of the, you know, Spencer Aaron Getty and stuff, like, that is not a World Series pitching staff. So I bet they are pretty glad for his presence on the roster.
Sale and Lopez have been great for them. As far as the Reds are concerned, starting to play a little bit better. Andrew Abbott was a hot name in the beginning of the fantasy season. Not a great week for him. 9 earned runs in his last 12 innings.
I never really thought Abbott was all that good. I think this is probably closer to his baseline than anything else. And it's why I was so disappointed the Reds didn't add starters over the offseason.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with the waiver wire next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, time to hit the waiver wire in fantasy baseball. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock back with you, taking a look at the players that are not owned in some fantasy leagues and see if they'll pique your interest. Let's get started with the Cincinnati Reds. Again, a disappointing start to their season. They seem to be playing better. One of their big signings in the offseason, Davis, was Jaime Candelario, who bounced around the league over the last couple of years. .238 batting average, 8 home runs, 25 runs driven in. Again, the Reds sort of have like this glut of players, which is why they let Joey Votto go in the offseason, of Christian Encarnacion Strand, and then they, you know, have Jonathan India in the infield. You know, naturally, this is someone that they're hoping could hit 30 home runs for them. He had such a great year last year, was a big trade deadline acquisition. Up to 30% owned. He's been banged up a little bit in fantasy.
Yeah, to be honest, count me as a doubter. Count me as someone who was like, what do you mean? What do you mean that that Jaimer Candelario is going to be batting third or batting cleanup for the Cincinnati Reds, who again, not that long ago, we were like, oh my God, they don't have enough roster spots. They don't have enough lineup spots for all of these guys. You know, oh, how are Spencer Steer, Christian Encarnacion Strand, and all these guys, how are they all going to get in the lineup together? And then Jaimer Candelario comes in, he's hitting 8 home runs, stole a couple bases. You know, he's not really contributing in batting average. Now, my opinion would be he's going to end up being much closer to the guy he was for the entirety of his career in Detroit, which, to be honest, he was a below league average player. I'd have to dig a little bit deeper in to figure out how it is that he has been performing this well as a member of the Cincinnati Reds. But, you know, for now, I definitely, any like 3 or 4 hole hitter on a good team and also a great ballpark there in Great American. Yeah, you need to be, especially at a third base spot, using him, I think.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay, so let's move on and take a look at some other players in fantasy. And certainly on the younger side is Zidane Rafaela, who got the call from the Boston Red Sox this year. One of the highly touted prospects on their team, they're hoping, is one of the players for the future there. And started off real hot, cooled down a little bit. His strikeout numbers have popped up, but he is stealing bases. He's on pace for Davis, like a 2020 season. 27% owned. I think a great keeper option, honestly. Look, you never know how year one can go, and I guess that's kind of the dynamic here.
Definitely is part of the dynamic. I mean, the issue with him is that you really would be hoping that he would get a better lineup spot, and he never gets it. He's 7, 8, or 9 pretty much every single night. I think part of that is the fact that this dude has never taken a walk in his life. You do not see very many Major League Baseball hitters, Craig, with a sub 5% walk rate. This year, he is walking 3.5% of the time. That's 8 walks, 232 plate appearances. The guy has taken 8 free passes. You can hit as well as you want. You know, I mean, we kind of run into this a lot with these power speed guys where you're like, oh my God, if this guy led off and played all the time, he'd be Kyle Tucker, right? That's what you think. And then you realize, well, there's a real reason that he doesn't get the bat second, which is that 80% of the time when he comes to the plate, that results in an out for his team, which is not winning baseball. But, you know, I mean, he's like a super young guy. He's not even 24 yet. So that definitely can improve. I think you're right. Like a really good keeper option.
Yeah, long way to go for him. Definitely think he's going to be a good player. All right. So Helio Ramos of the Giants is back on the radar again. Again, their center fielder, Jung-Hoo Lee, who they signed in the offseason, is, I believe, out for the year, if I'm not mistaken. So they're sort of piecing together Matos, Ramos, Soler, Conforto. And Davis, let's be honest, you know, maybe we wrote the Giants off a little too soon. They seem to be playing okay. 5 home runs, 20 runs driven in for him, 34 strikeouts, 11% owned right now in fantasy.
11% owned. I mean, the kind of profile that doesn't ever really get me that excited, like not gonna overwhelm you with power or speed. He'll contribute a little bit in those categories, but it won't be anything crazy. If I thought he could hit like 280 or something, but his walk rate in the minor leagues, you know, none of that looked like basically his rest of the season composite. So steamer, bat, and zips together has him being not really worth a roster spot in fantasy baseball. So I am probably inclined to pass. I think you probably leave him for someone else. Like, for example, I would much prefer Rafaela if I was picking up a guy in a 12 team league right now.
All right, over to the Boston Red Sox, still piecing together their infield. Emmanuel Valdez, 5 home runs. He's got a little pop, 19 home runs driven in, 32 strikeouts, Davis, on the season. Any interest in a pickup that's less than 5% owned on Fantasy Pros?
I would have to be very devoid of power, I think. And you know, he does give you power from the middle infield. But again, you know, looking at his rest of the season composite, this is a guy who the computers, the charts and graphs do not expect his strikeout stuff to improve. But we see it there on the graphic, more strikeouts than RBIs, 26% strikeout rate at the major league level with a very minuscule walk rate. I think you could get some power. I mean, if you were truly desperate, you could pick him up, maybe like a good AL only pickup where it's mm-hmm. like, you know, 210 team batting average might get you some points as a team anyway, but I'm probably leaving him in most formats.
All right. Finally, Tyler Stevenson will go to catcher for the Cincinnati Reds here, less than 20% owned. 6 home runs, 22 runs driven in. Catching has been tough to find anyone. And again, you know, the difference with fantasy pros and sort of these percentages we're going over is that we need context, right? Like in a one catcher league, it would probably be fair to say maybe you just leave Stevenson on the waiver wire. But in a two catcher league, you want to grab a guy like this. And I think that's sort of the way that this plays in, is figuring out that.
Yes. I mean, look, he doesn't play every day. The Reds actually carry three catchers a lot of the time. They're one of the few teams that do that. Stevenson is an all right player, Craig. But I mean, look, you know as well as I do. Why do his numbers look so good over the last week? Where do the Cincinnati Reds just play? They just got a three-game stand there in Colorado, where he got to start two of the games, and Luke Mile played one of them. Tyler Stevenson hit a home run, grabbed three RBIs in that stand there at Colorado. So, yeah, he's fine. I would assume in two catcher leagues, he's probably already owned. And in one catcher leagues, I don't think that he plays enough. You know, I think that he plays, you know, about four times a week. So it's just not quite going to be enough, I don't think.
All right. Well, coming up next, we will go through the waiver wire pitchers in fantasy. But Davis, before we do that, got a couple of minutes to go here. Figured I would throw this one at you. We got the Memorial Golf Tournament going on right now. Scottie Scheffler's off to a great start. You know, certainly, you know, he was the subject of conversation at the PGA Championship, played pretty well. In contention to win this week, we got the U.S. Open coming up next week, and I know we'll have coverage of that and the Belmont Stakes coming up later today here on Sports Grid. But your thoughts on the way that the PGA Memorial has gone thus far?
Well, I have a Victor Hovland ticket, and I took him in one and done. He fired back-to-back 69s. He is 6 under par. Crazy. I mean, it is nuts, though, just how much better Scheffler is than everyone else. Scheffler, you know, goes off every tournament. I believe most of our partners here at Sports Grid had Scheffler right about 4-1 to win this tournament. His live odds now are at -190 to win this tournament, despite only being 3 strokes up on Hadwin Hovland. He's 4 strokes up on Keegan. He is 5 strokes up on Ludvig Åberg. I'm not going to say he's as good as Tiger, but the difference between Scheffler and the second best player in the world, the fifth best player in the world, it is equidistant to just how much better Tiger used to be than everyone else. So I, again, not gonna do a LeBron MJ thing here, but what we are seeing with Scheffler is a level of dominance that we have only ever seen Tiger be better at.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
In the modern era.
Yeah, a dominant performance and U.S. Open coverage coming up next week here on Sports Grid. All right, as I mentioned, fantasy baseball waiver wire will hit the pitchers when we come back next right here. So don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. It's time now to dive into the waiver wire in fantasy. On the pitching side, we'll start off with a player that everybody's had on their fantasy team, I would guess, over the last 10 years, once, twice, three times. Lance Lynn for the St. Louis Cardinals. How about Lance Lynn with a bounce back month? He's been really good. May into June, 65 innings, 63 strikeouts, 3.58 earned run average. Don't look now, but the Cardinals have found their way back into this thing. And Lynn's only 31% owned in fantasy. So, hey, look, Davis, you could do worse here. Now, certainly, as we've illustrated earlier in the show, you have to look at the pitching numbers a little bit different this year because home runs are down, scoring is down, but nothing wrong with a 3.58 earned run average.
Yeah, you know, but at the on the same token, you know, strikeouts are up. So guys who do not generate a ton of strikeouts have a little bit less value, but also so many guys are injured that the whole complexity is a little bit different. Now, you normally I would say I basically have no interest in a guy like Lance Lynn. You know, doesn't generate enough strikeouts, kind of walks too many guys, you know, 9% walk rate this year. But he's going so deep in games and generating so many ground balls, 37% ground ball rate. His hard hit rate and his exit velocity is actually down, you know, in a positive way for a starting pitcher. You know, Lance Lynn is going to go like relative to other starting pitchers, very deep in most of these games. I mean, he just is Lance Lynn. We're not going to learn anything new about 37-year-old Lance Lynn. I think we have a very good idea of who he is. And I think it'd be pretty easy to say you look at the entire scope of his career and just say something was going on with Lance Lynn and his appearances last year, you know, with the combinatorial 5.5 ERA. Like, I don't know if it was his offseason regimen was bad. Maybe something was going on in his home life. I mean, truly, like, I got no idea. Because last season for Lynn does not look anything like the rest of his career. I probably would be picking up Lance Lynn right now. Honestly, like just like a ground ball pitcher who's going to give me a 50-50 shot at a win. You know, like I just feels like he's a good fantasy asset right now, which is crazy.
Yeah, Cardinals are playing better baseball too. All right, Texas Rangers, kind of a hard team to figure their record this year. Partially pitching. Mostly they're just not hitting the ball nearly like they did last year as well. Michael Lorenzen, who they picked up very late in the offseason. Remember, he was traded last year and, you know, certainly didn't even pitch in the postseason, I don't believe, for the Philadelphia Phillies. Lorenzen this year, 59 innings, 45 strikeouts, 28 walks. So I guess this would tell us how is he doing it? Ask that question. 20% owned in fantasy. Davis, this is a player that can feast on some of the bad teams, but against the good teams, you got to hope he gets into the sixth inning and Texas scores some runs for him. Otherwise, I don't know that his second half is going to look like the first.
Yeah, look, I am leaving Lorenzen for my league mates. If I can talk myself into Lance Lynn. I cannot talk myself into Lorenzen, who's got an 11.8% walk rate and only an 18% strikeout rate. And you might be saying, Davis, an 18% strikeout rate. I mean, how is this guy even getting through Major League Baseball games? Michael Lorenzen last year, I mean, this is crazy. A 13% strikeout rate and a 10% walk rate for Lorenzen last year. For a guy who exists in the major leagues, that is about as bad as it gets. You know, he's never had, or in the last 4 years, he's never had a fielding independent pitching ERA lower than 4.1. His career ERA is above 4. I think you probably leave Lorenzen for your league mates. It does not feel particularly optimal to me to be picking him up right now.
All right, now we go over to our producer Sam's Washington Nationals player of the day. Really the player of the week, Mitchell Parker. Fantastic start for him this week for the Nats. 57 innings, you know, a completely unknown player, Davis, to be honest with you, going into the year. Like, you know, I don't think that anybody had him even on the fantasy radar. He doesn't strike out a ton of guys. His ERA is 3.47, 12 walks. I guess what are the positives we could say about a player like this? Number one, he's left-handed, so he's going to get different looks in between the righties in their rotation. Number two, it seems like he's carved out an absolute roster spot and a rotation spot on this team, so he's not going anywhere. He's going to be able to pitch. But again, another player who I think you got to look at the matchups here a little closer before you decide to play him every week.
Yeah, I mean, look, I will say this. I definitely would rather have Mitchell Parker than Michael Lorenzen. He seems to do a much better job of getting ground balls, 45% ground ball rate. He does not issue very many free passes. That's a huge advantage for him. Nothing in the outlying data would suggest that his 3.47 ERA is related to luck. He's faced 227 batters. He's only walked 12 of them. Actually, you could probably argue he's gotten a little bit unlucky with his home run to fly ball rate, which would indicate that you're probably feeling pretty fine picking him up. Now, granted, not going to be in line for a ton of wins, not going to go very deep in a ton of these games. They've only let him go above 90 pitches on three occasions, I believe, but definitely a guy worth putting on your watch list, I think.
All right, finally, let's go to the Oakland Athletics, a team that's, you know, I don't know that they're making the postseason, Davis, but they've definitely been a big surprise ahead of the Angels. I think they're just three games behind Houston in AL West. So the fighting A's, Joey Estes, they walked off last night. They won on a Blade home run. 27 innings pitched, 25 strikeouts, 4.67 earned run average. Look, give credit, in a lost season for Oakland with them moving out of the ballpark and everything else, they've done a nice job. But you got to be kind of crazy to, I think, invest in an A's pitcher outside of Mason Miller. I don't know. I just couldn't do it.
I mean, I guess if you really wanted to be generous, you'd be like, well, they do play in that great ballpark. You know, that's basically the most pitcher-friendly ballpark in baseball. Not very friendly for anything else, the Oakland A's Coliseum, but it is friendly. It's like the most foul ground of any stadium by like times like two. Whoever else is second place, Oakland has like twice as much. Am I jazzed? Am I spending more than one fab dollar on Joey? I might not even spend one fab dollar on Joey. That's very classic. AL only. Sure. Spend a buck on him in AL only if you really want to. Sure.
Yeah. Ahead of the Angels? And three games behind the Astros. Astros just lost two pitchers and Kyle Tucker. This just may not be Houston's year. All right, coming up next, some K props for today's matchup.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, time to take a look at some of the strikeout props in Major League Baseball today. Of course, we have games going on in London. And Davis, I believe, where are they playing? Are they playing at this one of the Premier League stadiums this week between Philadelphia and the Mets? Which stadium is it?
Yes, they are. They are playing it. They are playing at one of the EPL stadiums.
Sorry, I didn't throw you under the bus. It's one of them.
They're playing at London Stadium, which is where I believe West Ham United play.
Okay.
Craig, the funny thing is in London, there are about 15 teams that play in London. You know, they could go anywhere. They could play at Chelsea. They could play at Tottenham Hotspur. And it's always funny, the ones that they do.
Yeah. And Mets, Phillies today, Ranger Suarez. So there's a treat for the people in London because Suarez has been fantastic. His strikeout prop is low. It's 4.5. I'm always curious why it's set at like this, and then I see the juice is -140. I mean, it's very, very risky. I almost never would do this on any strikeout prop. I mean, my guess is Suarez probably does get to 5 strikeouts, but he doesn't always do it through the strikeout, Davis. Like, he gets a lot of ground balls. You know, he's not afraid to pitch to contact. You know, Mets, you know, they do strike out sometimes. This is like a pass for me, I think. This is a tough one to call, but I guess I would lean over, but why would I want to lay -140 on a strikeout?
Well, Craig, remember these London series, remember the first time they played, it was Yankees, Red Sox, and we didn't really know what to make of it. We didn't know what it would look like. The park factor is insane. The park factor in 2023 was 142, and in 2022 it was 171. That basically means, I mean, they're kind of playing in like a college baseball stadium. Like the over under for these games, the amount of runs that we were expecting to score are very high. So that is going to feed into the K props, which is neither of these teams are going to want the starting pitcher to wear it. So the pitch expectation, the out expectation for these guys is much lower. I would take the under. I mean, I would just blanket take the under on all starting pitching stuff. And I mean, definitely shade over. Like, I bet the Mets hitting props are probably not appropriately priced for the change in venue, because the Mets offense has been so bad and Suarez has been good. So I would maybe take a look at that.
Okay. And now let's move over to the Blue Jays and A's, where the Blue Jays are starting to play better baseball, assuming it's not too late and there's still time for them. Kevin Gausman goes today. Of course, he's at the top of their rotation. 6.5 strikeouts, over plus 110, under minus 140, Toronto at Oakland.
Yeah, so I think this is actually an example of a strikeout prop that I could more confidently take a stance on, which is that Gausman's season-long numbers do not look that strong. You know, like he has not been the best version of himself. You know, maybe there is some sort of injury limitation, but a lot of his peripheral stuff is starting to rebound now. He had the 10 strikeout game against Detroit just 2 weeks ago. I think the market probably is a little over worried on Gausman, baking stuff in a bit too much. I like the over here at plus money. I would probably bet this actually to minus 110, I think.
All right. Now we go to Mackenzie Gore of the Washington Nationals taking on the Braves. The Braves only scored one run yesterday, 6.5 Ks, over minus 102, under minus 126. Good number here that they've set.
I mean, look, it is a good number, but this is the Atlanta Braves. I'm going under here. I mean, look, no disrespect to our, you know, great producer Sam Yarnell and his amazing fighting Washington Nationals. And I actually even like Mackenzie Gore, but 6.5. The Braves are just not a heavy strikeout lineup, right? I mean they are a kind of a heavy contact lineup, if anything. So I'm going under here.
All right, finally, Luis Castillo, Seattle, taking on Kansas City. 4.5 strikeouts, minus 166 on the over, plus 130 on the under.
I mean, look, it's probably a good over, but come on, it's my Kansas City Royals. And you know, another here, a little bit inside info, super bad weather here in the Midwest right now. We are wet. We are rainy. It is cold. It is not what you would expect from the spring. But I would say either no play here or the over. I don't love that juice at all, really.
Is it still the spring in the Midwest? It's been like summer here for like a month. My God.
No, we are still in the middle of spring here.
Yeah, it is definitely not in Florida. All right, hour two's coming up next. Don't go away. Great.